Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
103.7 KISS FM. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
We made it to Friday.
Uepa.
Such a great time. It's already April 19th. Tomorrow is 420, everybody.
And the day after is 421, in case you were tracking.
In case you wanted to know what the date was.
You know, keeping track of the days of the month and how many days are left in the month.
In honor of it being 419 today, not 420 yet, we've got a lot of tickets. Pete Davidson would love it that we're giving these away.
Especially 419, right?
Yeah, we'll give those away in the next 15 minutes. Tickets to see Pete Davidson at Riverside Theater. We've also got NF tickets coming up at 7 a.m. And you can go online and win Milwaukee Bucks tickets to the playoffs, because we have playoffs tickets going on right now on our website. Somebody's going. We're sending you.
You try and go do some on Tuesday the 23rd? We got you.
Go right now. 1037kissfm.com. But coming up next, we're going to do Pete Davidson tickets.
Bet.
And then we're going to do the question of the day.
Big bet.
It's go time.
Big bet.
Mm-hmm. Happy Friday. Wake up. And it's beautiful outside. It's light out. Yay.
Light sucker, dream crusher, bleeding me dry like a damn vampire.
Ah. DZ.
Ah.
I was having a great Friday until the coffee machine broke. Damn it.
Man.
Don't worry. Nobody bring coffee by. I know how our listeners are. I already ordered
it.
We got it. I ordered it. I should have said that before, because now we're going to have 17 coffees, which I do appreciate, but I already ordered coffee.
Coffee's already
so
on the way.
Don't bother showing up with it, Java Dave. I'm good.
You know who you are.
You know who you are, you coffee person.
Which, bro, that sucks, because I literally used the coffee machine this morning to make my tea, and it worked just fine.
Well, yeah, and I went back there to make my first cup, and it was crazy because the machine, first it ate my packet of coffee, which happens occasionally, sure. Weirdo.
Whatever.
So I went, it went, no packet. So then I put another packet in, and the whole machine went dark. And when I say dark, I mean shut off, turned off, done.
So bye-bye.
I came in, I go, DZ, the coffee machine is officially broken. You go, how can that be? I just got tea.
Uh-huh. And so I said, let's go back there and look.
So I said, okay. So DZ and I
into the kitchen.
Into the kitchen, and DZ played with it. And what was the finale? We realized the problem.
Something in the machine is causing it to trip the surge protector in the outlet. And any outlet that we tried.
Yeah, because you switched outlets and it blew it again.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, it's got too many things connected even though it's always been connected to this one. Nope. Tried one, boom, blew it. Wow. Tried the other one, boom, blew it. So the machine is definitely on the fritz.
It's on the fritz. Ugh. I ordered some coffee. It's on the way. Thank you, DoorDash person.
Woosah, we appreciate you.
Allie's not doing an entire morning show without coffee, or everybody's going to pay.
No.
You, the listeners.
No, thank you.
I'm going to ruin everybody's day.
No, thank you. I said good day.
So since the coffee's on the way, we can stay calm and give away Pete Davidson tickets right now. You ready?
Keep calm and Pete Davidson on. He's coming to the Riverside June 13th, and we got your tickets.
Let's give them to caller. Let's go caller. We're going to do a 13 this morning.
Ooh.
Lucky number 13 for you, DZ.
Okay.
Caller 13, you're going to see Pete Davidson at the Riverside. Good luck. 414-533-1037. I'll give it to you again because it's early and you might not have had coffee like me yet. 414-533-1037. It's amazing I can give out the number without coffee, honestly.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you. Kiss FM. Good luck. Ah, 103.7, Kiss FM, Allie and DZ giving away Pete Davidson tickets before we get to this question of the day.
Exciting.
She's on the phone. We met her this week when she called in on a topic, and now she's caller 13. Who? Ebony, remember her?
Ebony?
She was so fun.
Oh, I remember her. Hey, Ebony. Good morning. Milwaukee to Pewaukee in the house.
She's driving every day.
Yeah, big up. What's up, DC? What's up, Allie? What are you doing?
We're driving to work in Pewaukee. I love it. Ebony, your caller.
We're getting off of work. We're driving home.
We're going home. Even better.
Even better because you're caller 13.
The only thing I win every week is my check bag. That's it. And they make me work hard for that.
Cap, Ebony, because you done won today and you ain't have to do a dang thing for it, but call up.
Ebony, you're so fun.
Listen, it's the easiest job idea so far this morning.
I love Ebony so much,
guys. Ebony, you got two tickets to see Pete Davidson at Riverside Theater on June 13th.
Let's go.
I'm so lit.
We can tell. Today is the perfect way to start your post shift. You know what I'm saying?
Congratulations.
At this point, I got to call y'all every day just to check on y'all.
We
expect nothing less. You hold on because we got to do the question of the day. We may even come to you for it, okay?
Okay.
Okay, hold on. Don't go anywhere, girl.
Okay.
Because I'll find you.
Ebony, dog.
She's a riot, man.
We got to get her a theme song. Quit playing.
For real. And don't worry, we'll be back next week with more tickets. Even though today was your last chance at Pete Davidson, we still have those Bucks tickets on our website if you want to go to the playoffs. We're giving away a pair, so go win them at 1037kissfm.com. Okay, the question of the day. Let's go.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
What is the most valuable thing you own?
Oh.
I already know the answer. Immediately went to my children.
Kids count?
I don't know. Do people count in this one?
I was thinking material when you said that immediately.
For sure.
Family's priceless.
Family is priceless.
Not to be corny, but family is like the people you love are priceless.
Right.
I was thinking like tangible material things.
Okay, so what's the most valuable thing? It didn't say expensive, I guess. Yes, it says valuable thing you own.
The
is relative.
That is a, no. That's a good clarification because expensive and valuable don't equate.
No, they're not the same.
People equate it all the time.
What you give value to is what you give. A lot of people give food value, and that's why we have eating issues.
The most valuable thing.
So it's valuable. Like it's not necessarily, you know.
Yeah. That might change my answer, honestly.
That's valuable. Why I kind of joked about my kids. Because nothing else really. If you said, pick one thing that is a value that if it was gone, you would have a problem with, it'd be my children.
Right. It's kind of like.
Everything else could be gone. I don't care.
This is kind of like the what would you save in the fire
kind
question.
Kind of.
But not as drastic.
But if we're not doing children, I'll tell you what's in my fire safe. If you want to know what's really valuable.
What's valuable. Yeah, see, to me, I think the biggest thing that holds value in our lives right now is our home.
Mm-hmm. Because, I agree, my home.
Because it's a roof over our heads. It's a place to come home to. It's a safe haven for our children and ourselves. I think the most valuable thing right now is our home.
Think about it. There's somebody out there whose jewelry has more value because they don't own, maybe. Think about that. Your ring might be the most expensive thing you own.
You got an $80,000 ring or something?
You got a nice car and nothing else? That might be the most valuable thing you own?
Listen, if I was driving a Ferrari, my answer might have been different.
Dude, I'll be the one driving a Pinto with a nice washer and dryer. Like, that's me. Like, I would rather have the nice washer and dryer.
Yeah. Wait, so what's the most valuable thing that you own?
That's a really, now that I, if it's not my house, it'd be my house, I guess.
Right?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm trying to think, like, when I think about what I hide in my safe that I don't want to in a fire, it's like passport stuff. You know what I mean?
True.
It's, and that stuff has value, but I can replace that.
You can replace that. You can replace social security cards.
I can even replace my house. Maybe it's the pictures. Maybe it's the old school pictures.
Real, the irreplaceable stuff.
Pull up Ebony. Oh my God, I forgot Ebony's on the phone.
Yeah. Let's talk to her.
Ebony, I know you just won tickets, but what's the most valuable thing you own?
Okay, so the most valuable thing that I own is a beating heart.
Aww.
Wow.
Hey, see, look, value.
You know how much you get for a heart on the black market, too? She's not wrong.
Dude. Exactly. Come on now.
Hearts are hard to come by.
Yeah, that's pretty valuable to me because I feel like as long as you got your health, you can build your wealth and you can put everything else together.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Wow, Ebony, what a deep answer.
That's a nice answer. Yeah. Now we're going to see.
I know, right? It was real poetic.
She's not wrong.
Let's see if everybody else gets poetic. 414-533-1037. We're going to ask you next, what's the most valuable thing you own? I can't wait to see what people say.
I'm
really curious too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll talk to you next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
All right. The question is, what is the most valuable thing you own? And DZ and I were really trying to figure it out because at first I said my kids.
Right.
I was kind of joking. But if it wasn't my house, I don't know what it'd be.
Right.
And then, you know, Ebony said her beating heart.
Kind of, you know, made us
look stupid.
Feel dumb because I was like, nah, that's a good one.
No, really, your life really is the most valuable thing.
Ain't it?
For sure. But Kelly is in Sussex this morning, so we're going to go to her first. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Kelly.
What's the most valuable thing you own?
My grandmother's class ring. It's something she wore every single day of her life that I remember seeing on her, and she passed away last year.
Ah.
I see that.
That's a sweet thing. Yeah. So that really means a lot to you, because you see it and you think, you picture her wearing it.
It's grandma.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you wear it or do you just put it away?
I don't. I put it away. It's kind of worn down. So.
Okay. You want to preserve it. I get that.
You know, yeah. I don't appreciate whoever texted in and said, you don't own your children. The hell I don't. Who's going to take them from me? Who?
Till they turn 18.
Who's going to take them from me? Okay. The hell was that? You don't own your children.
Allie said, I got the pink slips. What do you got?
I was going to make a really inappropriate joke there, and I actually stopped myself.
Good.
So, Kelly, you would say your grandma's class ring. I like it.
Nice.
Very nice. Thanks, Kelly. You have a great day.
Yeah, you too.
Bye.
Somebody texted in and said an autographed Kobe Bryant black Mamba jersey.
Ooh.
Now we're talking.
And, man, y'all know RIP Kobe, RIP Mamba.
Now we're talking.
That's cold. Mm-hmm. Back to what Kelly was saying, one of my guys, his father passed away just this past year.
Yeah.
And he wears his father's ring. It fits him absolutely perfectly. Mm-hmm. It's kind of, it's a little like scary how well it fits him, because it's like, bruh, your dad's with you always.
It was meant for you.
It was meant for you.
That ring.
And then I know they had a little bit of a turbulent relationship. So the fact that he now embraces him and always has his father with him, amazing. I know that's his most valuable thing, no question.
That's where things do become real sentimental, where you can attach him to the person.
Quite.
Destiny texted in and said a 6-pack of beer in her fridge. Damn it, Destiny.
New,
you know what?
They got a new baby, though. I get that. That's valuable.
But the beer is more valuable than the baby, let's be real.
Well, apparently, as we found out, we don't own our kids, so.
The hell we don't.
Who's going to fight me for them?
Come and get them, then.
Actually, I'll give them to you. What's
up? Thank you. Thank you.
You'll bring them back.
The next. I feel your
touch. You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
So we've got a wedding issue today. Let's go.
Yeah, a couple hit us up. Quentin and Ashley.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying a wedding plan on a budget.
Okay.
So my fiance and I are planning our wedding, but we need to stick to a very, very tight budget. We only have about $5,000 in savings, and we'd really rather get married sooner than later.
You're using all your savings on your wedding? No!
Well, most people do.
Oh, God.
Save up and then
and use then blow up. It on one day that nobody remembers but you?
Yep.
Damn it.
Said a late summer, early fall wedding would be great, but we really don't have anything set or planned, which we know is less than ideal. Mm-hmm. What are your best tips for planning a beautiful, budget-friendly wedding? We're both in our mid-20s, working nonstop, and don't see our schedules getting any less hectic, which is why we don't want to wait. And we also don't want to elope, so it's not to take the experience away from our families, even though they're in no place to help us financially. All advice and help is welcome. Q&A, Quentin and Ashley.
Hmm. When is the wedding supposed to be again?
They want to do it late summer, early fall.
Okay, they're going to have to do it so they can do it outside for free. We already know that's happening.
Basically.
Let me just get to the point right here. Your venue's outside, friends.
Yeah. Your venue's the local park, yeah.
It's outside. Now we go from there.
You're not going to find a...
Or in someone's backyard.
You're not going to find a quote-unquote reputable venue between now and when you want to get married.
For less than $5,000.
Unless you meant late next summer.
Maybe the community center and just a room, and you do it. I mean, maybe.
Yeah.
But that's probably booked too at this point.
I'm assuming a lot of these things are booked because people have this similar ideas.
Dude.
We went to a wedding where friends did a park wedding, basically, and it was potluck style.
Mm-hmm.
All the guests brought a dish to pass. We all did a little something.
Yep.
We all had a great time together to celebrate their nuptials. Mm-hmm. They really didn't do anything extravagant. They had their own officiant. They had their own way of doing things.
They didn't do anything. They just showed up and everybody brought the food for them.
I feel
basically.
Like
that's smart.
They might have spent less than $5,000.
They did. If everybody brought the food, they did.
Easily.
If they did it for free in a park, everybody spent the money.
You
that's
know what I'm
genius,
saying?
Actually.
Like that, it was actually
everybody
a great
else paid
way to
for
do
your
it.
Wedding.
Love
honestly,
it.
That's
and
where
still brought you a
all
gift.
All the money goes into the food in the venue half the time, and then you blow a ton on flowers and all these things.
Yep.
So
food, drink, venue, and decorations. That's where all of the money goes, right? My saving grace tip, if y'all really don't want to wait an additional year to save another $5,000 or whatever, and y'all don't want to elope, because that's what I was going to say, you got to cut the corners. Like you said already, it's got to be outside. That's
outside.
For sure. Community center or at a park is going to cost you $50 to $100 to rent a space.
Mm-hmm.
Late summer is going to have to be it. Early fall is about the end of time you could do it, because it's going to get cold.
And most wedding venues include food, and then all that adds up. Mm-hmm. So it's not just, a lot of times you're not just booking a venue. You're booking thousands of dollars because it's the food and the venue.
You want to? What else gets expensive is the drink. People, for some reason, always expect an open bar.
Yeah, they're crazy.
They're crazy.
You're lucky if you get wine and beer, dude.
And with $5,000, that's what we did for our wedding.
Yeah.
Well, we did unlimited wine, unlimited beer, but it wasn't just an open bar.
It was part of my package.
Because we did barn style, but what we did different. We didn't have it in our package. We went out and we bought all of the wine. We bought kegs of beer.
Yeah, I couldn't do that.
We bought our own. It was so much cheaper.
When you have a venue, you can't, certain venues, a lot of venues you can't bring stuff into.
Our venue allowed us. So, and if you're at a public park, they can't stop you from bringing nothing.
If you're somewhere public, you got this.
Grow your own flowers. $1,000. Start planning
them now. Oh, hell no. Just get fake ones. I say fake because I've done fake ones with a friend, and we made them all, and they look like real bouquets in the pictures. You didn't know.
What would Allie do? Allie would do fake flowers.
I've done them with a friend. Yeah. I remember putting together the bouquets, and it's like from Michael's. And she spent like $20 on fake flowers, and it looked like we had real bouquets in the flowers.
Nice.
I mean, in the pictures.
Nice, nice.
So I know that's people, a big one.
People really don't want real flowers. Nah,
they die.
If you don't care for the real flowers, definitely fake flowers.
Dude, we had all these roses at my, because the color was red, I had all these red roses at my wedding, and afterwards we had to give them to people. It was like, do you want some roses? Because we had all these centerpieces, and it just went to people's houses.
It's a gift. No, and that ends up being the gift. I don't think you do. I don't. You don't do any of that.
That's a lot of money.
Quentin and Ashley, y'all don't do the gifts.
You're not getting flowers.
You don't do centerpieces. Honestly, Ashley get flowers for her bouquet, but the bridesmaids, they don't need it. The groomsmen, they don't necessarily need a boutonniere, and quite frankly, if y'all haven't got those set, maybe y'all don't need them.
Yeah.
They could be part of the guest because that's another expense. If y'all could limit it to just y'all two and maybe a best man and the bridesmaid or maid of honor, thank you. had to look at you to think about
it. I knew what you meant.
That's the only thing. You can't have bridesmaids. You can't have all the extras. If you can get somebody to get their officiant online, that'll be way cheaper than trying to go through the church or something like that. There's ways to cut these corners.
I don't know why somebody didn't just text or why neither of us said this, because I was thinking this in the beginning. Go to the courthouse. Don't even waste your money on a traditional wedding. Traditional weddings are silly if you ain't got it like that. I feel like they can't afford a wedding.
That's
like, take your $5,000 and do something else with it.
That's eloping, ain't it?
Who said get a bouquet from Trader Joe's? Hey, swear to God, why
wherever
not?
Wherever they come from.
Honestly.
Hit up your florist to see if they've got any like wholesale or discounted flowers. Mm-hmm. Y'all know the ones that are about to wilt, they're going to throw out anyway if you only need them for a couple hours.
Oh, somebody said Goodwill has wedding dresses. That's true.
They do?
If you find them, I'm assuming. Find them. Jackson Park Hall, buffet, Dollar Tree decor, sneak bottles, LOL.
Sneak bottles. Hey, I'm not going to lie. Some people did sneak some bottles at our wedding.
Of course.
people snuck some bottles at our wedding.
Somebody texted in, I eloped for my second marriage. Best decision ever and saved so much money. No one to please except yourself. It's always about other people at weddings.
They don't want to elope. And this is clearly their first marriage. They want to include the family and the whole shebang. Y'all not going to do that on budget friendly. Some people will be excluded. As long as it's not y'all.
414-533-1037. What should they do to save money on their wedding? Somebody texted in and said, last August, I got married at Fox River Park. It cost $175 for the picnic area.
Ooh.
And the Mexican food truck was
$5,000.
I think after everything, we spent $7,000. So all their money went to food.
My wife and I got married for less than 15.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's possible.
15 is still a lot in my mind.
Yeah.
I don't know. 5 would be hard at this point unless you do it all for free.
You got people that spend 15 on the photographer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We did it.
That's crazy. What I
consider budget friendly. 5,000?
Yeah.
That's y'all are really trying to like skim by.
Yeah, no, you're doing an outdoor wedding.
You're at a park.
I don't even know why you have a bridal party at this point.
Well, let's see what other people got to say.
All right, we'll talk to you guys next.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
So they want to know how to make their wedding more affordable. They've only got $5,000.
Save for another $5,000.
Right?
That's how you make it more affordable.
Seriously. Or spend the $5,000 somewhere else and elope.
They don't want to do that, though. They don't want to rob their family of that experience.
Well, this is where we make mistakes, where it's all about everybody else. And we blow all our money on other people at our wedding. And then it's all for what? To please other people.
A whole lot of nothing.
I did it myself. We all do it.
Yeah.
Let's go to Monica first. Monica, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Monica.
We're talking about ways for them to save money on their wedding. What do you think?
Right. I feel like they got to get real creative, you know? So, you, Allie, we're the same age. I got married 22 years ago. Maybe you're a little younger than me, but I got married 22 years ago.
22 years ago?
How old are you? 40 what?
40.
How old are you? I'm going to be 46 in June.
I'm 44. Okay, go on.
Okay.
So
I got married in 2002.
Mm-hmm.
And There was no Pinterest.
I was young.
There was no TikTok.
There's still Pinterest.
Okay?
No, said there was no Pinterest.
Oh, I thought she said there. There wasn't all these mood boards.
There was no Pinterest, so you had to get creative.
Right.
And so one of the things we did, we were poor. We had no money. And again, we did this wedding for our families, and I wish we would have saved it and just, you know, done a down payment on a house and stuff. But we did.
Always
we went
in hindsight.
To a local bakery.
Yeah.
Local bakery, and we did 10-inch cakes, rounds, and we did all different flavors, and that on a upside-down room service tray, the cover for your food, that silver tray.
Yeah.
The hotel put a napkin over it, so it raised it off of the table a little, and every table had its own cake at it, so we didn't pay for flowers,
okay.
And we didn't pay for a wedding cake.
Smart.
And those cakes were $10 a piece.
And it looked beautiful.
And it looked good.
And everyone, like, it actually included, like, our guests going to talk to people because one table had chocolate and one table had
chocolate. Okay. So your advice is, look, I was like, where are we going with this? So the advice is to save on the cake. Is that where we're going with that?
You got to get creative. You got to get on Pinterest. There's a million things that they can do.
Sure.
I'm a teacher. I teach personal finance. $5,000 is not a lot of money today.
It's not.
But you start asking your family and friends, and if they really want to do it, I mean, my husband and I have done, we've been godparents
Okay, hold on, Monica. There's other people on the phone, and now we're getting we're getting on another planet now. Hold on. So the things to save for the wedding.
Get creative. The cake. Ask family.
You can ask your friends and family. Do they want to sponsor candy buffets?
I like this.
This is just like telling them to bring food, which is a whole nother topic that would actually trigger me a little with Am I the Jerk, where asking people to bring food to your wedding, which is the same. You want to sponsor my candy bar and bring all the candy? Well, is that in replace of my gift then? Yeah, then. If I'm not getting you a gift, then I'll get you a candy bar. Sure. I'm just saying.
That's Am I the Jerk. This is what would DZ
do?
We're off the rails.
She's like, have everybody else bring it. I'm like, well, then now we're on Am I the Jerk, okay?
That's a different topic. We're all jerks and just don't get married.
Monica. How did we get here?
Spoken like a true Allie fan.
That's why I love you, girl.
Oh, Monica, have a great day. You're funny.
Bye, you guys.
Bye. She said, never mind. Just don't get married.
She's hysterical. Erin is in Twin Lakes. Let's go to her. Erin, thank you for holding. How are you?
Good morning.
All right. We're getting so many texts about ways to save money at this wedding, but what do you think Quentin and Ashley should do at their wedding to save money?
So I got married last September for my second marriage, and we did the backyard wedding and invited only people we talked to on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So there were like four people.
I was going to say. Cause it was like,
how many people did you invite?
Was family there then?
It ended up being maybe 50 people, but it was immediate family only. Yeah. Cousins we spoke with, it was my second, it was my husband's third.
You're saying if you're on your second, no disrespect, actually, I don't care, I'm just going to say it. On the second and third wedding, you don't even care really who's coming.
It's not about the guests.
Of course your guest list can be tiny at that point.
We wanted to elope, but my daughter wanted to be involved, so then there was a whole other ordeal.
And you were people pleasing. Yep, there we go again with I gotta please the daughter.
We should have eloped and called it a day, but it was under probably 5,000.
Okay.
Costco's the way to go.
Thank you, Erin. Hold on. Thank you. Somebody texted that in and said cake and deli cherries from Costco. They have flowers too. Yep. And let's not forget Costco. Yep. The cake is the bomb at Costco.
The white sheet cake.
You know what? We bought everything, I think, from Costco. I started a year in advance buying plates, silverware, napkins, our meat, brisket.
Everything's from Costco. Noted.
Buy it little by little.
And somebody else said Sam's Club, too.
My wedding ring is from Costco.
We got it. Everything's from Costco.
Erin's advice, go to Costco.
Appreciate
your call, Erin.
Thanks, Erin.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Somebody texted in, just don't do it.
Dang.
Jessica's in Mount Pleasant, last but not least. Hi, Jessica. We're talking about ways to save money for this couple at their wedding. Lots of texts. What do you say?
Yeah. So my biggest thing, I've been married 13 years and we went
all out. Like, literally, that's when the photo booth started. Like,
you had everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, looking back, now granted, we had a ton. My parents are divorced, so we had help from both of them. My husband's an only child, so his parents helped tremendously.
They were excited about the wedding, right?
But if I were to do it over, and I just told my best friend this, I got married a couple years ago, I was honestly, like, especially if parents have ever given you money, save the money and put it as a down payment on a house.
Amen.
When it did it, I'm just like, when I look back, I'm like, oh my gosh. Like,
but hold on. Jessica, that's a live and learn. I feel like a lot of us do that after our weddings. We go, what the hell?
Yeah. And Quentin and Ashley are trying to live and learn.
I feel like that's something people have to, you can say that, but nobody's going to say, I'm not getting married because you told me I'm going to regret it and I'm going to want to spend the money on something else. Let them have the wedding.
Let them blow the $5,000.
We can discuss when they're 10 years later, we can all discuss again and see how they feel about it.
And they hit us up and go, we should have listened to y'all.
And we go, no, but you wouldn't have. It's your wedding. It's a big deal, you know?
Yeah. And so, I respected her because she's like, I've been dreaming of this since I was a little girl.
That's the thing,
and
you can't tell someone.
Exactly.
Who wants a wedding?
Yeah, exactly. So here's the thing. Two things that people really remember at a wedding, and I feel it's the food and it's the party. So you go ask one of my guests, they're going to have no idea what my color
exactly. They don't know what your first
covered.
They don't know what song you danced to. Nope. They don't know what your colors were. Nope. They don't know. Nobody remembers any of that stuff from your wedding, people.
They remember if you had enough food and if you had enough drink and if you had enough music.
And who fought on the dance floor.
Exactly.
That's it. So you're looking like that.
Jessica,
Maybe you do.
We got it, Jessica. We got it. Save your money.
The money.
You can go on and on, but we understand. Trust
you already
us.
Mic dropped it.
Thanks, appreciate Jessica. Your call. Bye.
Bye.
Somebody said,
please stay. I want you. I need you. Oh God, I need these beautiful things that I've got.
Your favorite water park. It's almost time to go outside and get in the water, and I'm here for it. 103.7 Kiss FM. Do you have a favorite water park, DZ?
Well, back in the day, you know, living across the street from Six Flags and good old Gurney, Hurricane Harbor was lit. I'm not going to lie. Hurricane Harbor was a fun water park because it was included when you had the season pass, so you just walk into Six Flags and go, I also got my swimsuit.
I can go on everything.
I'm going to hit the wave pool. Right.
Seriously.
But growing up, that was definitely the spot for me.
I remember when, don't laugh, the Black Anaconda debuted at Noah's Ark. And I know it sounds hysterical, right? And I was the first person to ride it.
What?
I rode the Black Anaconda. First one in Wisconsin. Thank you.
No.
Allegedly, unless they lied to me.
And you didn't get a plaque for that?
No, but I had a video. So there's a video somewhere of it. I don't know where it went.
Oh, it's on the internet somewhere.
It was like 7 a.m. on a weekday. I drove to Madison. They let me go down the Black Anaconda. I was on the air and everything. It was hysterical.
That was probably fun, though.
It was a lot of fun, but I'll never forget. And now Newsweek, which take it as you want, how much value you give to this, has named Noah's Ark as the best outdoor water park in the country.
What?
I'm like, I mean, it is the Dells. It is the home of water parks. I mean, that's what we do in the Dells.
I mean,
I haven't been to Noah's Ark in a minute, though.
I haven't been to Noah's Ark
in a while. So maybe I need to go.
It's better than Blue Harbor in Sheboygan?
I don't know. I've been to Blue Harbor, but it was years ago when I was there for a wedding. We spent the night for a wedding and used the water park. But in my mind, I'm like, what would the Blue Harbor water park look like, you know?
Yeah. No, I can remember it vividly, and I can picture both Noah's Ark and, like, you know, the Blue Harbor up in Sheboygan.
Yeah.
And I'm going, is it just maybe more, like, child-oriented for the water park? Because, really? Really? Noah's Ark?
It says they have more food and dining options. To me, this is just the Dells then.
Right.
Do you know, I mean, maybe not. The Paradise Funnel Cake, those are the things that got them on the best water park.
Wow.
The
so food it wasn't even stands. A slide. It wasn't even water slides.
It was the cheese stand. Like, when I read the reasons why it got named the best water park, it is kind of funny that some of them are food.
Most of them are food.
But it says two-way pools, lazy rivers, zip lines. We have those at a lot of, I mean, I'm not, look, I have no beef with Noah's Ark. I'll go there all day, every day.
Well, now that I know it's the best.
But we have a lot of great, you know, places to go.
I'm assuming there was probably a close second and third because we have a lot of dope water parks in Wisconsin in particular, and especially the Dells.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so you know what this means, though, right?
What does it mean?
We got to go to Noah's Ark.
I'm in.
We got to go.
And honestly, Memorial Day, when everything is opening, when the pools all decide to open, it's always a Memorial Day.
Yep.
We're how many weeks out? One, 2, 3, 4, 5
Like 6 weeks?
Five weeks?
5 weeks.
Mm. Yes.
What are we doing in 5 weeks, Allie?
We're going to Noah's Ark,
DZ. We taking the boys to Noah's Ark?
Let's go.
Family road trip.
We're going to put your newborn, who's no longer a newborn, down the slide and just let him go. We'll hope for the best. I'll catch him at the bottom.
Duh.
Seriously.
They got life jackets.
They do. They'll be fine. Okay, before we get into Am I the Jerk, something very exciting happened at 11 o'clock last night. Our very own Brew debuted the new Taylor Swift album. The whole thing's out today. Mm-hmm. You can listen to it. But we've been waiting for this. Taylor Swift and Post Malone teamed up for this album. She said she couldn't wait to team up with him because he's one of the best songwriters, and I agree. And so this is the debut. We're playing it this morning of the new Post Malone and Taylor Swift. It's called Fortnite. My kids are going to love the name of that song.
Not spelled like the game.
No, not. But here it is. Enjoy.
Jerk. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
She wanted her name changed to Barb. I said, you got it.
Got it, Barb.
She wants to know if she's a jerk for not telling her friend why she unfriended her.
Huh?
This is an interesting one. Okay, she says, hey guys, I have an interesting Am I the Jerk? I'm a correctional officer.
CO?
Yeah. There's a woman I grew up with. I wouldn't necessarily call her a friend, but we speak every so often. We see each other maybe once a year. Let's call her Melissa. She was a correctional officer at a different facility a few years back.
Okay.
Now, she's been posting about a fiancé for the past couple of years. Never really any details about him. There were a few posts saying he bought gifts for her and her daughter, and my man is so good to us, etc. Well, I recently found out that this man is an inmate,
Ooh. Currently
in prison.
Ooh.
And it appears that she met him when he was incarcerated in the facility she worked in.
No.
At the time she worked there. He's been incarcerated the whole time.
Yikes.
Am I the jerk for removing her as a friend on Facebook and not responding to her asking why I deleted her? I'm so not okay with her choices. It's not only frowned upon, but against the law to start a relationship with an inmate that you met while in a position of power. Thanks in advance, Barb.
Barb.
So really the question is, we know why Barb unfriended her. She
right.
doesn't agree with what she's doing and thinks
sure.
it's wrong. Okay.
Doesn't want to be associated with her.
Fine. And it sounds like it is wrong. I think we all know that. That's fine.
Right.
The woman is in power. It is weird.
Love and lock.
But the question is she the jerk for not telling her why she unfriended her? Because I feel like you have enough to stand on here. I don't know why not say it. Why not be like, I'm unfriending you because what you're doing is so awkward and illegal and uncomfortable and I don't want to be associated with you. I don't know. I take my job seriously. You don't?
Sure.
I don't know, but nothing?
I hear what you're saying, but...
Why does she feel like she can't tell her?
Why does she feel like she has to?
True.
If you already don't consider yourselves great friends, you know, this sounds like more of an acquaintance situation. Right?
Yeah.
Where you're like, we talk every so often. We kind of have similar positions and jobs, whatever. I don't want to associate with that, so I'll just cut it. Bet. Okay.
True. But she said, am I the jerk for removing her as a friend on Facebook and not responding to her asking me why I deleted her? So maybe that's why. Maybe the girl obviously asked. It sounds like it
she
if
asked.
She's saying not responding.
She definitely asked, like, hey, what happened? Why'd you unfriend me?
Now you're just not answering. See, the thing is, I get why we avoid confrontation, but you're so not in the wrong here. I don't know why you're avoiding it.
This wouldn't be a confrontation. This would just be like an admission, like, yeah, you know, the guy you're engaged to, I don't agree with the fact and how you guys got to date.
You're making people in our job look bad and I don't appreciate it or something like that, right?
I no longer want to associate with you.
You're abusing the power.
But it's giving her the power back to tell her why. Y'all just cut the relationship. All you decided that it wasn't no longer for you and you were done. Why do you have to tell her? You don't.
Is Barb the jerk for removing her as a friend and not responding when she asked why she deleted her? 414-533-1037. It's interesting because I think some are going to say, why bother? Don't respond. Some are going to say, step up and just tell her.
Just
you know,
tell her.
If she's
let
asking,
know.
Let her know.
Sure.
I don't know. I don't know if she's the jerk for this. You guys are going to decide today. We'll talk to you next.
You're loving on me, baby.
Who's
the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So, Barb, she changed her name. She's in the Kissmas Protection Program. Wanted to know if she's the jerk for not telling her friend why she unfriended her and removed her on Facebook and not responding when she asked why. We know why. It's because they both work at prisons, and the other woman started a relationship with an inmate and is and
now she's not engaged.
She's not a fan of this, so she unfriended her. Mm-hmm. But she's not telling her why.
She just unfriended her.
Unfriended her. Let's start with Melissa and Hubertus on day two.
Ooh, working towards that theme song.
Look out. We don't have a regular in Hubertus.
About too soon.
Oof.
Good morning, guys.
Morning, woo! Melissa.
All right. Is Barb a jerk for not telling her why she removed her on Facebook and not responding when she asked why?
I am saying jerk.
Go on.
Uh-huh.
This is why. Because I'm sorry, but people deserve a response. Like, it takes 2 seconds to just say, sorry, I don't agree with your choices. Moving on. Like, really? You know what I mean?
Sure. Yes, because I like to get involved in everyone's problems. But DZ in this moment would say, not my chair, not my problem.
My chair.
Mm-hmm. But yes, I know, but I get you.
Even if she's an acquaintance, friend, whatever, like, just respond to the poor girl and just let her know, like, hey, I unfriended you because I don't agree with your choices. Like, let's go our separate ways. Fair. Bye.
So she's saying, okay, just respond. That's what makes her the jerk, is that she's not responding.
Yeah, don't give it any, yes, you don't need to give it any life, but mm-hmm, give it a little light so that she at least understands why y'all aren't cool anymore.
Tell her.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay.
Okay, well, thank you for calling. Melissa started off by saying jerk.
Jerk.
All right. Thanks, Melissa.
Have a great day.
Bye, guys.
Bye. We'll talk to you later for day three.
Uh-huh. Leah is up next, and Leah's in Milwaukee, who ironically is driving to work at a prison.
Oh, Leah.
Leah. You didn't write in, did you?
You didn't write in. This isn't you, is it, Leah?
Are you Barb? Who are you here? Do you have a fiance that is at the prison? What's I have questions.
Who are you in this scenario? No. Good morning, Leah.
Hi, Leah.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Now, Melissa said jerk for not telling her why she unfriended her and not responding. Do you think Barb's a jerk?
No, she's absolutely not a jerk.
Okay.
I actually work in human resources for the state prison system.
Yes.
And we have rules and policies in place that basically say you can't associate with inmates or people who are connected to inmates without having exemption requests.
So then why doesn't she just tell, like, why doesn't she just report her then? I mean, you don't even have to respond. Couldn't you just tell somebody like Leah that there's somebody that's engaged to an inmate online?
Mm.
Sorry.
I mean, she could. I mean, I don't know if she works for the state or the county, but
right.
She could definitely report it. It is an issue. It's against policy.
Well, then you don't know what they're bringing in or out, and that's, I get why it's against the policy, because all kinds of things, shady things could happen.
The convict canoodling.
Yep.
Yes.
Leah, now, the way she just framed it for me helps me understand it like this. What are we doing? Why do we need to tell her? She knows she's doing something wrong and illegal. Why do you need to explain it to her?
That's
true. She knows
true.
She's not. She knows the policies.
That's true.
She knows this is wrong. Why do I got to tell her, hey, I don't like what you're doing? You know what you're doing is wrong.
Mm.
I like it, Leah.
She doesn't care, though. Maybe she doesn't. Well, we all justify our own stuff.
True.
That's what we do in our minds when we're doing wrong stuff. This is why people have affairs and go and find all the reasons why, well, my wife sucks. That's why it's okay. I have an affair. No, it's not okay. But we come up with these reasons in our mind to justify why we do bad things.
Yep.
Let's be real, you know?
So why? Why does Barb in this scenario have to do the right thing and tell her about
it? Right, pun intended.
But, see, the thing is that Barb is doing the right thing by cutting the communication.
Okay.
Fair.
Because otherwise, Barb could get in trouble. So,
smart.
He did the right thing.
Well, good. I got a real name if you want it. I'll tell you off. No, I'm just kidding.
Stop.
If you want to give Barb an extra, good job today.
We got you, HR.
I got a real name.
Well, shout out to Barb from HR for doing the right thing.
Shout
you
out.
You got it.
Thanks for your call, Leah.
Thanks, Leah.
Yeah, take
Bye.
Care.
Bye. She said not the jerk.
Split down the middle.
Hey, yo.
And you know who's coming in third? Look out, everybody. In Milwaukee this morning, it's Mila.
Good morning, Mila.
Mila, you're a fireball.
I'm a tiebreaker.
Oh my gosh. I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing.
This is a good thing. On a Friday?
We love it, Mila. Good morning.
Mila, is Barb a jerk for removing her as a friend and not responding to her when she asked why she deleted her?
Not at all.
Mm-hmm.
Not the jerk at all. Okay, these are grown people we talking about, and that lady knows the rules.
Mm-hmm.
And she don't need to give her no closure. She don't owe her anything.
True.
Mm-hmm.
If I unfriend you, I unfriended you for a reason. And she's probably looking at it on the side of, if we're friends, I'm not going to judge you for who you're dating. I'm just going to unfriend you because you know the rules of our job. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to let who you sleeping with, you know, I'm happy for you and all, but I'm not going to let who you sleeping with.
Can we talk about when you put other people in weird positions, like people that work in the prison system with you who know you shouldn't be doing this, and now that you're putting it on Facebook and everybody can see it, that you're dating an inmate, and you're just like, now you're putting everybody else in weird positions too, if what Leah said is true, who just called, which is that this is not allowed. Right. So, yeah, you are putting other people in bad positions. And then to message and go, why'd you unfriend me, is wild.
It's her paranoia going, am I about to get reported, probably? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
She knew what she was doing was wrong. She knew why she got unfriended.
She knew exactly what she was doing was wrong. And for if the other lady, if Barb would have responded, it would have justified for her, like, oh, I'm okay. But then she would have been looking like, oh, do I hear anything? Is something going on? Barb was going to tell me because she's on my side.
Right.
No worries, now, honey. I'm on my side.
Mila said, I'm on my side.
Okay, now.
Line drawn.
Thank you, Mila.
You're welcome. TGIF.
Hey, Wampa. Have a good day, Mila.
Bye, Mila.
You too. Love you guys.
Love you too.
Love you back.
The texts are interesting. Somebody said, not the jerk. It's okay to set boundaries with no explanation needed.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Somebody said, not the jerk. They're grown-ups. They don't need to explain why they unfriended someone. Now, Barb might have texted in and said, Melissa doesn't work at the prison anymore. She hasn't for quite a few years. So maybe she's saying, oh, she's now openly dating this inmate because she met him and was dating him while he was in. So she was doing it illegally when she was working. Yeah.
Still illegal. Still just because she doesn't work there now doesn't mean the basis of the relationship wasn't confounded on illegal basis. Mm-hmm. Come on now.
Absolutely. You may not be the jerk for responding because silence is gold, but you are the jerk for putting this person on the radio for real.
Hey, it was Christmas protection.
That was Bella.
Oh, it was just Bella.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, thank you for all your texts. It's going to be not the jerk today. Dumpster fire dating is next. I've got quite the DM.
Speaking of Mila's lap,
it's coming up next. So get ready after Lil Boo Thing, Kiss FM.
Ladies will laugh. Gentlemen may cry. We're putting your DMs on blast with dumpster fire dating.
Still pretty quiet over here.
What you mean?
I haven't been really dating.
Oh, okay.
Been going to the gym, minding my own business, getting ready for summer.
I was going to say, Allie quiet, cap. I didn't know what you meant by
You're right. Actually, I'm not quiet. I'm just quiet in the dating world. That's where I'm quiet right now.
Touche.
Minding my own business and no drama. It's amazing. But there are DMs every now and then. And once in a while, I get intrigued by one of them. This guy, I don't know.
This one's a little intriguing. I'll say it off rip. It's a little intriguing.
Okay.
You'll have to explain. What does that top, the gray part, mean?
So he responded. This is on Hinge. And when you respond to somebody on Hinge, you can reply to one of their comments. So he responded to what I said I was looking for. Because it says, you're looking for, it said, I fall for you if. And I think I wrote, you're confident and funny.
Oh, okay.
Confident and funny are two of the things I'm looking for.
And that's what it says. It
and
says,
he responded to
he
that.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'll fall for you if you're confident and funny.
Mm-hmm.
So his response, Al's response,
this is how he tried to match with me, yeah,
was, I'll be your confident short king that brings a step up ladder for kisses. Laffy emoji, king crown emoji.
He really put the king crown emoji on the DM, didn't he?
I really
this
like
guy.
He says, I really like your profile. Mm. Want to meet up for some coffee? Question mark. Mm. I'd love to meet you and see if there's a mutual interest in getting to know each other.
He's cute. Ow. I mean, but he's like 5'7".
That's not short.
DZ,
I mean, for
I'm
you, it's
5'11".
Short. For you, it's short.
Is 5'7"?
Listen.
Come on. I've done 5'9". And that was a stretch, okay?
Sure, sure.
And I've done a lot of 5'10s who claim they're 6 feet and they're not. Even with your boots, you're not. But
5'11 and 3/4".
You're not 5'11", my guy. But at least this guy owns he's a short king.
Sure. So, I mean, 5'7", it is below average. I think average height for a man is like 5'9".
If I was 5'7", I'd date the guy.
Sure, sure.
It's people don't understand why I do this with height, but I'm tall.
Allie?
What?
I think you need to date a short king.
No!
I'm just telling you, man. We've had this conversation before.
You think?
Your personality traits, mm-hmm. your personality type, it would thrive with a short king under her belt. Because that's about how tall you'd be.
Do you really think?
Yes, yes. What I do see in this is the fact that even though he is short, I'm not hearing or seeing little man syndrome. I'm not hearing the Napoleon complex.
No.
By the picture, because I can see his face. Uh-huh. I can see him. His room looks clean.
Yeah, he's
Space
cute.
Looks tidy. He's not a bad looking guy. Mm-hmm. Good smile. Seems like he is confident because he addressed his shortness mm-hmm. and said, I'll be your short king. He didn't see.
He went right to it.
He didn't say, I'll be your shorty. No, I'll be your short king. But king's still a king.
That's true. And a lot of times if I see they're that short, I don't even bother. I'm like, nah, this is never gonna.
I think you give Lord Farquhar a chance, bro. I mean, what's wrong?
He is cute as I'm just looking at him. The problem is when we're standing up, it's going to be a real problem for me, DZ.
Then don't stand up.
It's hard for me to explain why I have issues with height, but it's not at the same time, where people think it's superficial, mm-hmm. and I'm like, no, but you're not almost 6 feet tall as a woman. Like, you, when I want to feel feminine, I want my dude to either feel more masculine than me. Everybody likes different vibes. And some people like a more masculine vibe. I don't care what you like, dude.
Is the masculinity associated to height for you, though? It has to be a little bit.
Somewhat. Yeah. For me to feel more feminine more or like feminine. A woman, right? Because imagine I'm trying to feel like a woman and we're like making out. And I'm like, come here, little boy.
Let
like,
me pick you up.
Let me pick you up. No, I want you to pick me up. I don't want to pick you up. I want you to pick me up. And I'm sorry if that sounds bad, but that's just me being honest as a woman how I want to feel with a man.
Hey, by what I can see from this short king's arms, he looks like he can pick you up, but he don't look weak.
He's cute. Somebody texted in and said, no way too short.
No, come on now.
Wait. Somebody said your children will be taller than him.
Your children are taller than
they
him.
They are taller
already.
Than him. My Owen's as tall as me. Owen and I look like both adults when we walk out into the store now.
Owen gets any taller, I'm going to have to fight him to assert my dominance. Okay? That's how tall Owen is. And Hudson's not far behind.
True.
Listen, Hudson might be 5'7 now.
Might be.
Close.
Might be.
Listen, but your kids got nothing to do with you.
Nothing.
Dating.
Nothing. Because they're not even going to meet.
Thank you.
They've met one guy I've dated in 6 years.
That's what I'm saying.
And that's because it's a very serious thing to introduce your kids.
Your kids aren't a factor here. What I think you need to think about is the fact that you haven't dated or given a chance to a short king.
Mm.
And let's talk. Let's be honest.
Okay, fine.
Do we feel like our dating pool has been positive lately?
No, because all I go for are the tall guys who are all jerks.
Maybe we need to tread into the shallow end and stand amongst the short kings to see what that side is like.
Well, somebody texted in and said, girl, me too. I'm also 5'10. I feel your pain. And somebody else texted in and said, the height thing is so not superficial. You do you, boo-boo.
Yeah, I think it is
superficial.
You need to work on it. And not just you, but like anybody that feels that height is a thing within a relationship, try to work past
right.
that. Try to see the personality. Some people that are 5'7 are really 7'6 in their heart.
That's how I ended up with the 5'9er. He tricked me and we went on a date and I really liked him and I was like, whoa. And we were sitting down, so you forget how short that he's shorter than me.
True.
And I was like, this guy's vibe is so confident.
Mm-hmm.
I forget that he's shorter than me. And after a while, I completely forgot.
Right.
And I liked him a lot. And I've always remembered that moment, but it takes a lot to get there. You really have to have that connection for me to get past that, you know?
He's trying to just take you for coffee. So I don't normally stand up and drink coffee. Right.
Coffee.
I'm going to keep layering this.
DZ.
I want you to give Al a chance. Somebody, give my short king a chance.
They said short king, short problems. You guys, stop it.
Hey, tall kings, tall problems.
Well, I want to know, people can call right now. We can discuss for sure about height and if I'm being a crazy or judgmental. 414-533-1037. Because I see all of the texts and people have a lot to say on the height thing right now. So is it wrong? Should we not judge on height? I don't know. Is this a thing for other people?
I don't think we should judge on height, but that's a personal
opinion. DZ says go for it. Now everybody's texting and confusing me, saying don't do it.
Just get coffee.
You guys are confusing me.
Just see how it goes.
And then somebody said never settle. But I feel like we're being superficial. It's all about the height.
Who said we're settling because he's 5'7"? Jesus.
All right, we'll talk to you guys next.
Ladies will laugh. Gentlemen may cry. We're putting your DMs on blast with Dumpster Fire Dating.
So the topic today was, should I date a short king? That's what he called himself. He said, hey, girl, come try it out.
I'll bring a stepladder to you, girl.
I mean, it turns me on when guys are like, yeah, let's go. Because you're not full of yourself, right? There's a difference. But
let me just read you one of these texts. Because somebody said, girl, come on. I mean, he offered to bring the stepladder. He's a chivalrous king. You should at least give him one date. Even if you don't have a second, it sounds like it could be a great first.
You guys, you're making me question everything. Let's go to the callers because the phones are on fire. And somebody texted in, by the way, and said, women look at height, men look at weight. I guess you could use that as a messed up superficial thing, but it is a thing.
Sure.
I've heard men actually say it to my face, which has been the biggest turnoff. I'm like, don't tell me you had a problem with the girl because she was bigger.
That's just...
I lost weight, you weirdo.
That's a personal problem yourself, big dog.
But they might feel that way when I say things about height.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so, 100%.
Rachel's in Fort Atkinson, and she was fired up. She said, I'm so glad we're talking about this. And Rachel, did I trigger you?
Good morning.
Yes, good morning, good morning. Why am I'm 5'10". Why is my preference is someone not shorter than me? Why is that a bad thing? Mm. Everyone has preferences. Everyone likes and dislikes certain things.
Sure.
Why is that a negative thing against me? Because let me tell you, when you tell a man, I'm sorry, I don't want to date you, and then they ask why, and then you tell them, honestly, it's because you're shorter than me. Then they're like, oh, well, you're fat and ugly anyway.
Yeah, then they get mad.
Well, they take it as an offense.
Which is totally what, yes.
And that's not okay,
you don't ask why and then find out the answer and then they go off
the rails. Right, no, that's not okay. But hold on now, because I don't think anybody was saying it's a negative thing. It's just kind of excluding a whole pool of people that you could have a great relationship with.
Exactly. And I see and Rachel, maybe you're the same. I have guys that are my height or even a little shorter, the affection just doesn't happen because I feel bigger than them. Does that make any sense? Whereas when I was dating someone, let's say, because I'm almost 6 feet tall, when I was with my ex who's 6'6", which is why our children are gigantic, right? We were super affectionate because I always felt it was just a different dynamic.
You want to climb the tree, not be the tree
climbed.
I'm
kissing them, but you're shorter than me, I'm not doing any of that. What I mean? I can't explain it. I don't know what to say.
It's not necessarily about the man's size. It's about the size it makes you feel when he's smaller.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Exactly.
All of my friends are like 5'4", so I'm already the Jolly Green Giant anyways.
Rachel.
I want to be the Jolly Green Giant with my man. Like you said, I want to be feminine. I want to feel protected. I want to feel needed and wanted and little and, you know, squishy and
Okay. Well, this is insight for the short kings out there as to what's going on.
Somebody texted in and said it's not about their shortness being unattractive, but it's about how unattractive I feel as a woman towering over them. Okay, that's a different way to state what we're trying to say.
That's a way to explain it to where it's not putting the blame on the guy, because you go, oh, it's because you're short. I can't control my height. If you go, it's the way I feel around you because I'm bigger than you, then it goes, ah, now I understand. It's not my height. It's the way you feel. Because when you say, we can't date, you're short. You're going, what?
What did I do?
What did I do? I'm sorry, my genetics stopped me at 5'7".
Right. Well, and somebody wrote in, they said height is something uncontrollable.
Right.
Which I agree. That's why you have to base people on personality and character, not height. But that's just not what we're working. I'm just being honest, and it's my own insecurity. It's not about him, and that's it. What do you want?
When have we ever seen somebody's character before we saw their actual
we judge everything
body
by the cover.
Thank you.
Are you kidding me?
Even books. Thank you.
Yeah, totally.
Rachel, we appreciate your call and understand what you're saying.
And DZ knows I got a lot of tall friends if you ever want to hang out with me, girl. we're all tall girls.
Yes, I love it.
All right. Thanks for calling. We'll talk to you later.
You too. Bye, Rachel.
Let's go to Nicole in Muskego, because a lot of people have things to say about this height issue. This all started with Dumpster Fire Dating this morning and the short king who hit on me. But I said, I just can't go shorter. I don't know why. Hi, Nicole. How are you?
Morning.
Hi. I'm so glad I finally got through. I've been trying for weeks to give you guys my 2 cents.
Well, you're on.
Give us your change. What's up, Nicole?
So I'm not very tall. I'm pretty average. I'm 5'6". And I think I went out with a guy once that was 5'5". And, like, that bothered me. And it was only an inch. Sure. But I just felt like I don't know. I just felt like I was like taking out like a teenager or something. Like I just didn't feel right.
No, not the teenager.
I understand.
Oh gosh.
And again, it was just that like one little inch. So I feel you with those 4 inches. Like that's a lot.
It's a lot.
That's
it's
like
a lot.
The difference between like, you know, like a 7-year-old and an 11-year-old. You know what I mean? That is a lot. Like it's just, you know, so I kind of on the fence on this though, because I feel like, you know, with him being shorter, if you don't like him, you can just literally pick him up and just toss him and put him in a different room.
Flick him like a toothpick, bye.
Yeah, like, all right, dude, like, I'm done with you, you know? Like, think about all the cool stuff that you could probably take him on. Like, you could probably beat him in boxing.
That's even more of a turnoff if I can beat him at boxing. Now I really don't want to date the guy. Are you kidding me?
Nicole said, just pat him on the head and said, no thanks, little man.
Yeah. So, no, honestly, like, I'm with you, Allie. I would have a very hard time with it. I really would.
It's
I know it's a preference thing. I know it sounds stereotypical and arrogant.
It does.
But I'm with you.
It's my comfort level, and I'm telling you, I've seen how much more affectionate I was with somebody taller than me, mm-hmm. and why I'm not with guys shorter than me, and it's always an issue, and it's hard to explain. It's because you're smaller than me. I don't know what else to say.
It is what it is.
I'm weirded out. What do you want me to say?
And then they feel like they need to, like overcompensate. Like, I'm going to do this for her because, you know, she's, like, she pretty much can just, like, spit on my head and say it's raining.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, Nicole. Okay. Nicole, now I feel bad.
They got step stools for a reason. It's to be at eye level, hurt. Nicole.
You know what, Nicole? Thank you for calling. You're funny.
We appreciate
you. Call another day, all right?
Thank you. All right, bye.
Bye. Give us more 2 cents another day.
Dude, we still have people on the phone. Let's play a song. We'll get to them next because there's a lot of good stuff still to discuss about the height topic today, okay? Kiss FM.
I know you want me. You know I want you.
Such a hot topic, all from Dumpster Fire Dating this morning. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ, because every Friday we do Dumpster Fire Dating and around 7:45, and it was from a guy who said, I'm your short king, give me a shot. He was like, what'd I say? He was 5'7"?
5'7". He said he'd bring a step stool.
I'm almost 6 feet tall. I'm 5'11", and I have trouble with guys shorter than me because I don't feel very feminine, and I want to feel womanly, and it's just my own preference, okay? Mm-hmm. I like the masculine energy, but I like them bigger than me. Height-wise, if you know what I'm saying.
You and all the women
without being a pig. It's a very hard combination to find, let me tell you.
It's a balance.
But people have had lots to say. Sarah is in Hartford this morning. We'll start with her. Sarah.
Hello. Good morning.
Hey.
Sorry we made you wait so long, but there were so many people on the phone who wanted to talk about this height topic.
And hot topic.
Is it superficial? Are we wrong?
How do you feel?
What do you think?
I'm going to start out by saying I have a couple thoughts. So number one is short people need loving too.
True.
Okay. So I'm 5'2". I'm very short, and I'm okay with that. It's fine. My kids are taller than me. It's fine. My husband is on the shorter side, but it doesn't matter. You really find out that the short people really have big hearts, and a lot of them have a great sense of humor, and it sounds like this guy might, Allie, and I know you're all about wanting to laugh and have a good time. It's not all about that, and worst comes to worst, if it doesn't work out as a couple thing, and you gain a friend.
Boom. Sarah.
Sarah,
hold on, though. He's not 5'8". He's not 5'9". I mean, we're going to 5'7". You're not telling me today the guy that's 5'10". I mean, come on. Really?
Okay.
This much?
Okay, so go on a date. If it doesn't work out as a dating thing, like I said, he might just be a good guy to hang out with. Someone with a sense of humor that you can connect with, and he might embrace his height and make a joke out of it, and you guys can joke together about
it. Well, somebody texted in and said, I'm 5'3", and my kid's father was shorter than me.
Ooh.
He also spoiled and treated me far better than the taller guys I seeked out. I think it's worth a try, one good date.
You also don't know what he's potentially got tucked away.
You don't know what he's got in his savings. You don't know what he's got in his 401k.
Oh, that's what she meant.
Sarah.
Yeah, I got you. All right, Sarah, Sarah had a quick birthday shout out before we let her go. And since she's a regular, I'll allow it. Sarah, whose birthday?
Thank you.
you. My daughter turns 12 today. Happy birthday, Gisella.
Happy birthday, Gisella.
Woo! Very happy
okay,
for her.
Thank you.
Bye,
you
Sarah.
You guys have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Last but not least, we're actually going to get a guy on the phone quick. One of our regulars, Teddy in Muskego. Teddy, we're talking height. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
He's a regular with no theme song, but there he calls all the time. Teddy.
His theme song is morning.
Teddy, what do you think?
I agree with Sarah that you should give Al a chance because what if he makes you laugh and smile all the time?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the end goal for most of us, that spend quality time with a person for the rest of your life.
Teddy, so well said, but I've also seen you and your girlfriend on Instagram, and you're way taller than her, Teddy. So
well, I just happen to be 6'2". So,
you see the problem here?
He just so happens to be a tall king, okay? So he's trying to hold down the short kings, though. Listen, all kings got to eat.
That's right.
All queens got to eat.
All queens got to eat, exactly.
Thank you.
Exactly. So you
all
don't
kings
think
sit at a throne, except maybe some sit on a step stool. That's
come on. Come on, Teddy. Damn it. Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Before I tell you what I tried to copycat from a restaurant in the city, DZ, I just want to remind everyone that there are Bucks playoff tickets right now on our website up for grabs to game 2.
We got to remind them.
Yes, we do. 1037kissfm.com. Go try to win them. You only have a day left to try to win those playoff tickets because we have to tell you so you can plan ahead.
Oh, yeah. No. You are 100% right.
Game 1's on Sunday, then we got game 2 on Tuesday. This is for game 2. So
that's right.
Let's go.
Good luck.
Go Bucks.
Yeah, wepa.
So DZ, I decided the other day, instead of ordering something to be delivered, I might try to copycat the recipe.
We've done that. Oh yeah, we've done that.
I can't believe it. I thought, who am I actually trying to cook the recipe? It's so much easier to just order from a restaurant and eat what you love.
Well, now that you're cooking more.
Why you gotta bust me out? Why you gotta bust me out?
Because Hudson did it. If you don't know what we're talking about, listen back on the Odyssey.
Yeah, listen back for the day Hudson busted me out for cooking more. That was embarrassing. But I am cooking more. Thank you for noticing as well. And there is this salad that I wanted from Cafe Zupas, which we have one over in Greenfield. I think they're building one in Brookfield right now. Menominee Falls has one. It's a chain, but they're coming around. They got soup and salad.
Sure.
And that's right up my wheelhouse with my lifestyle and my diet.
It is.
Because I'll pay $20 for a good salad.
Oh, that's rough.
It's not $20, but you know what I mean. It's close enough that I
thought 18 is close enough.
But it's still a really good salad. So I'm sitting there thinking about this salad. I love the Cobb salad, which is nothing but a Cobb salad with the special dressing and the way they make it. And I want this thing. So I went on their website. I wrote down every ingredient in the salad. I'm like, I'm going to make it myself. I'm going to figure this out.
Mm.
I made the list. I did not go to the store. I did not make the stuff. And I'm still thinking about
Still thinking about the dang salad.
So I'll probably go get one today.
Get one or make one.
I just can't because I needed their dressing to complement it, and I couldn't find that online. I went, well, now I got to go. I'm just going to go in there and get it.
Well, looks like I got to buy the $20 salad.
Guess I can't make it myself.
Woe is me.
So are there recipes, though, that you've tried to copycat from restaurants? Because
so
I know we do this.
So many.
See them online on TikTok and all the time.
Oh, you want to know how to make the Chick-fil-A sauce? Here's the recipe.
Yeah.
There's that guy that does all the recipe tricks and hacks and all that stuff. We don't necessarily follow him, but my wife, you know, she's the cook in the household. She's the better cook at that too. I get down, not like her.
Okay.
Not like her. She's the cook, and she's the one that has the inkling and flavorings and goes, today I want to have pad thai, or today I want to do this.
Uh-huh.
We've done this so many times.
Okay.
I'm having trouble even picking one. But my
or you've tried to copycat a restaurant's recipe.
Recipe.
What sticks out for you?
Whether it was the pad thai from Kim's Thai or Bangkok House out in our neck of the woods or whatever. One that stood out.
What?
Delicious.
What?
Better than the restaurant. When I'm saying hats off to my wife.
Oh my gosh, what?
Hats off to my wife. Have you ever had the Jack Daniel's chicken strips from TGI Fridays? I know there isn't a Fridays around here anymore.
Well, they used to be, though, in Miller Park and in Brookfield. They were everywhere.
The closest one is now Gurnee, Illinois.
I did not have those specific ones, no.
Dude, when I say the Jack Daniel's chicken strips, this little sesame
sauce or something you like? That's...
can't explain it.
Have you been able to recreate it?
When I say my wife made it better than TGI Fridays,
no,
the chicken was crispier, the sauce was saucier.
No.
Dude.
You figured it out.
We will never need to go back to TGI's again. The day my wife did it, I looked at her and went, write it in the book. Save this one.
This is a good one.
Whatever you did, stick your foot in it the same way.
Do you know what? I'm having this core memory of one of the most popular restaurant recipes when it got converted into a store and we all started buying it. One of the first ones I remember.
What?
The Red Lobster biscuits.
Oh.
That was one of the first recipes we really got in a store that you could go make at home and it actually tasted the same if you did it right.
I don't remember that though.
But they're in stores now and you see the Red Lobster biscuit recipe. You see it every, well, if you go to the store, your wife's going. But when you go through, you can see a box for it. And there's all kinds of, we see the Chick-fil-A sauce now.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's in the store now. It didn't used to be.
Now they sell it.
But that's one of my first like memories of people trying to recreate. People try to recreate Olive Garden.
Oh, dude, the breadsticks. All impossible the time. To make. They breadsticks are impossible.
I'm telling you, 414-533-1037. What is a restaurant recipe you either tried to copycat or you successfully did? Or maybe you tried and you failed. Because, as you can see, I did not succeed, but DZ did.
You tried.
You got your TGI Fridays chicken strips, though. You figured it out.
They were so good.
Your wife figured it out.
She figured it out. Now, I'm not going to cap and say I helped. I didn't do nothing but eat.
You did absolutely nothing in this equation?
Nope.
Oh, somebody texted in and said, the soup from Olive Garden, I can never get it to taste the same. I actually do make the Zupa, what is it? Which soup is it? There's one I make that's a keto. You just replace the potatoes with turnips and you don't even know it's not a potato.
You can't tell, can you?
Zupa Toscana? I don't know. I make it and it's really good. And somebody else texted in and said, Jersey Mike's sub in a tub. So, so easy.
Sub in a tub.
Zupa Toscana. That's the one from Olive Garden. All right. We'll talk to you next.
Stay. I want you, I need you, oh God. I need these beautiful things that I've got.
Somebody claims their boyfriend can recreate the Big Mac, and I believe them. If you try hard enough, you might be able to.
Can you, though?
I don't know. It's the sauce at the end of the day, but you got to have the right bun. You got to have the poppy seed bun. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Talking about recipes you try to recreate, because I tried to recreate the salad from Cafe Zupas, and I just gave up, and I'm going to go get the salad instead because I didn't have the dressing.
Whether it worked or didn't, what did you try to recreate, and how did it go?
Lindsay's in Franksville. Let's start with her this morning, because the phones are hot on this topic, let me tell you. Everybody's trying to recreate something. And I love it. Lindsay!
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey. Yeah, we'd rather do this over Picasso in the morning.
Yeah, I know that's right.
Well, we're going to make you hungry, not throw up today. You're welcome.
Right?
That part. Lindsay, what have you tried to recreate?
Yes.
The cheesy hash browns from Cracker Barrel.
A staple at Cracker Barrel.
Never had them.
Have you been to Cracker Barrel?
I've
been.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've been. I've never had them.
I feel like they're one of the staple sides at Cracker Barrel.
Is it?
But I haven't been to Cracker Barrel in years either. But I remember those hash browns.
Now I gotta go. If that's the move, I like me some cheesy anything.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't like the bits of onion in there, so I'll use onion powder to get that flavor, but not the texture. But
you made it your own. All right, Lindsay, I like it. The Cracker Barrel hash browns, the cheesy hash browns. It's a different thing. It's not just hash browns.
Not regular cheesy.
Ooh-wee. All right, thanks, Lindsay.
Have a good weekend, guys.
You too.
Stephanie's in Waterford. Let's talk to her. Stephanie, what did you try to recreate from a restaurant?
Morning.
All right. The Crunch Wrap Supreme from Taco Bell.
Yes, yes, yes.
Did you succeed?
After spending the $30 to $40 to buy everything that goes in it, making the meat, assembling it, and then throwing it on the Blackstone,
it did
not taste the same.
No.
And getting that thing to fold right was a nightmare.
Not the Blackstone.
Here we are sitting at the dinner table. Everything is falling out. I'm like, it doesn't even taste the same. So moving forward, I'll spend the $6 at Taco Bell and buy it there.
She gave up.
Stephanie looked around the table, was like, y'all trying to go to T-Bell or what?
Well, Stephanie, honestly, I thought about that too. By the time I go and buy all the ingredients, I'm only, let's be real, I'll make it once.
Right.
And then I'll just go back to the salad. Yeah. And well, then it's stupid.
If we fail at it once, I'm not going to want to try it again.
And I'm a slow cooker person. Throw everything in, let it cook. It's ready when you come home.
Yeah.
So like to do all this prep work for something that failed, like I'm done.
Nightmare.
I'm good.
Drive through.
Hey, thanks for calling, Stephanie. The Crunch Wrap Supreme. Better at Taco Bell, we've learned. Thank you.
Right. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Katina, let's go to her next in Racine. Katina, good morning.
Hey. Good morning, guys. How are you doing this morning?
Good, good. We're trying to figure out what recipes we've tried, whether we failed or not. What's yours?
Yeah, what'd you try to recreate?
I try to recreate the baked spaghetti parmesan from Fazoli's.
You did all that and you didn't try to recreate the breadsticks? That's the star of Fazoli's, girl. Come
on. She said I should have.
Come on. That's the star. And we still have one on Highway 100 in Greenfield. I don't know if they're still around that much anymore.
I don't think so.
They closed the one by me. Yeah. They did shut down years ago. So I had it and I did. I like mine better. So I tweaked it.
Well, then never mind. I was going to say next time you're in West Dallas at the fair or something, swing by, but never mind.
She don't need it. Contina don't need it. She makes it better at home.
Oh, thanks, Contina.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
Before we get to our last caller, let me read some of these texts. Growing up on the South Side, we had this famous restaurant called Coney Islands. Anyways, my friend had a party and said she's making their cheeseburgers. Oh my God. If she ain't tell me they were knockoffs, I would have never known.
Really?
Yeah. Interesting.
I mean, Coney's good. And really, Coney's like a Detroit thing too, man. We don't got no more Coney Islands out here.
Somebody said the fire sauce from Taco Bell and grocery stores is not the same as in the store.
So it isn't?
They're claiming it doesn't taste the same.
Allie, you haven't tried those sauces yet. We got to get to that. Speaking about Taco Bell anything.
TZ brought in the sauces a year and a half ago. Still have, because I never had the Taco Bell sauce.
So I brought one of each.
And I never touched it. It's still sitting there.
Allie, it's been so long, they rolled out a new sauce. I gotta bring more.
It's ridiculous. Somebody texted in and said, barbecue chicken mac and cheese, just like from Max, which is the mac and cheese restaurant.
Don't tempt me with no mac and cheese.
Ooh.
Yum.
Alyssa's in Waukesha this morning. Hey, Alyssa.
Morning.
Hey.
What did you try to recreate from a restaurant?
My fiance recreates the Zuppa Toscana from Olive Garden, and he needs to bottle that, sell it, all of that. Like,
this is the one I said I do a keto version, and the potatoes are actually turnips in the keto version. So it's basically sausage and turnips, but it tastes like sausage and potatoes, much like the Zuppa Toscana. It's so good.
That's yummy.
Yeah.
Does it taste good?
It's just crazy, the process that he does. Like, it's really? A 6-hour plus process, it is worth it. It is amazing.
I make it, and I just throw a little extra red pepper in. It tastes great.
Nah, Alyssa's man is a chef.
Damn. Okay.
He is, actually.
Oh, see? Well, there you go. So I don't even need to ask if it's better than it is.
He's a chef. Of course it is.
He's a chef.
And if it wasn't better, then he would be a bad chef. Just saying.
Yep. And Alyssa wouldn't be with him then.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's why I'm marrying him, many other reasons.
She found a winner.
Go, girl. Thanks for sharing today.
We appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good one, guys.
You too.
Somebody texted in and said they could recreate the Panera cheddar broccoli soup.
Yeah.
Oh, no, they failed on that. Never mind.
Okay,
they failed.
Gonna say, you figured something out then.
So many texts coming in about what people have tried to recreate. Tiffany in Burlington said, best copycat recipe I ever did was an Olive Garden chicken and gnocchi soup.
Is it gnocchi or gnocchi?
I don't know. I thought the G is silent.
G's are never silent, unless it's lasagna.
Oh, okay.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.